Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, here to News Talk 790 WNIS on this Ask the Expert show with Eggleston. Go to the website to find out more at EgglestonServices.org, EgglestonServices.org, or, of course, hit up the Facebook and the Instagram pages for Eggleston and find out all things going on here in Hampton Roads. And we're so glad to have so many guests here this hour and the new CEO, Mr. Harrison Mizowitz, here in the studios with us. Welcome back, Harrison. Glad to have you here.
I'm excited to be back with you, Damian. Thanks for having me back this hour.
It's so much fun to talk to you, and you are really excited about 2024. I don't think anybody will deny that your excitement for Eggleston, it glows off of you. And understandably, Eggleston's such a wonderful thing to be excited about this year. So I know that you're excited for 24 and all things happening. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on this year. What you look forward to?
Thanks, Damian. So I guess the thing I'm most excited for was teased out at the last show that we were on, which was I'm really excited for Paul. Paul served this community for 35 years, and he's a true son of Norfolk. And I am really, really excited for Paul. And I know that he's listening right now as he's working on his car right here in Norfolk on a Saturday. And he's just going through there. And I think about the automotive center over at Eggleston, right off Military Highway, that he started several years back, and how donating a car would really change a life, and how Paul gave so much of his life to this community, and how it's time for us to give a little bit back to him. So what I'm really, really excited for is Paul to first have a break for the first time in 35 years, have a break. And then second, we are transitioning off of our property in Chesapeake onto a new location off of Hearthside Drive, which we will be calling the Paul J. Atkins Center. So I'm really, really excited for the grand opening that's coming in March, and still thinking that donate a car, change a life slogan that Paul came up with so many years ago still rings true, because it was all of those cars that have been donated and cleaned by our detailers with significant disabilities that has led to us being able to purchase the property off Hearthside Road in Chesapeake and name it after all of the service that Paul has given to this community. So I'm really, really excited about that. Continue to donate your cars so that we can continue changing lives. The detailers are over there right now. I'm going to go ride some cars next Saturday. I'm real excited for it. We also have sharp blades in our shredders. Bring your material that you want to have shredded to that same Military Highway location where we do our repairs and details to cars. And ask about how Paul's doing, because I'm sure he'd like to hear about it.
And that's exciting. Now, what exactly is going to happen there at the new Paul J. Atkinson Center there in Chesapeake?
Outstanding question, Damian. So we're going to be just expanding on our day services that we do so well in this community, in addition to leaning into community engagement to a greater extent. So that is where individuals with significant disabilities go out into the community for full inclusion, because for so long, individuals with disabilities had been left in institutions or in their parents' basement. So in our last strategic planning period, Eggleston decided to change one of our values to inclusion and truly lean in. And the Paul J. Atkinson Center in Chesapeake is going to be our flagship operation, to where we're going to truly lean into engaging in the community and getting individuals out. And for the parents and the individuals with disabilities in the community that would rather just have a traditional day support, we want you to have that choice still. But if you want to be included, we want to provide the opportunity for you to be included.
Awesome. Awesome. EgglestonServices.org to stay up to that. And also the Facebook page. I always like the Facebook page, because it keeps up to date with different things happening with Eggleston. And as you mentioned, next weekend is the big auto auction with Eggleston, where you can donate a car and change a life and help a lot of people along the process of that donation. And, you know, a small Hampton Roads fact, the first vehicle I ever learned to drive on, a 1981 Chevy van with a three on a tree clutch and a, I believe it was manual steering, or at least you had to fight the power steering pump at that point, but as a manual clutch, and not the easiest thing to drive. You don't see too many of them around on the road, and my heart still weeps a little bit for the fact that I didn't get that as a kid, and it went to the Eggleston service at the time, auto auction with Eggleston. So, but it, you know, it was a great thing on the silver lining. So it helped save a life, or change a life with the donation, and it helped probably better my life by not being a 16-year-old with a full-size van, because nobody needs that in their world.
And we're very thankful for you for that.
And the world is, I'm sure. But it was that easy. The first vehicle I ever had, I remember the weekend that that we got rid of it. And it wasn't in the best shape whatsoever, but it drove, and it was still, you know, working and operable. And I'm sure with a little bit of the Eggleston services work, that got back on the road lickety-split, which is pretty exciting.
Exciting. And as I said, we have our auction coming up next weekend.
Sweet.
And
do you happen to have a 1981 Chevy van with a big slide side door?
Actually, we may have that. We'll have to check. We may. I don't know. But I encourage people to come out to the auction at 3525 North Military Highway next weekend.
Sweet. And I know the day before, you guys have where you can go and kick the tires and look at the car and
Just
see if there's a 1981 Chevy van in gold color with the ladder on the back of it. You know, the whole, it looks like the A-Team van almost, just different color scheme. Yeah. I want another one. If you guys have one, I'm going to find one day.
It seems like you were very, that was something very personal to you, and we can hear that through your description of that. So.
Yeah, childhood vehicle, but you know, off to somebody else to love it, and that's the great thing about Eggleston. At least with the Donate a Car, Change a Life program with Eggleston, a lot of things can be done by people's donations. And if somebody doesn't have a vehicle necessarily to donate, there's other ways to give back to Eggleston and to help out your community, right?
Right. You can support Eggleston by visiting our garden center. It's a year-round facility in our farmers market. It's located at 110 Lavalette, right across from the Virginia Zoo, and it's open Tuesday through Sundays. We're closed on Mondays, but open Tuesday through Sunday. And we have, again, plants and fruits and vegetables year-round in that environment. And we hope people come out to support Eggleston by visiting the garden center and the farmers market. Okay, and we also have our community leaders luncheon that we have every 6 weeks. We invite leaders in the community to come to Eggleston at our various sites to learn about what we do to support the community. As I said earlier, and I think in the first segment, there are a lot of people, including myself, who've lived in Hampton Roads all of our lives, and there may be one or two things that we know about Eggleston. And coming to the community leaders lunch, it allows us to share the great work that we do across Hampton Roads. And most people, like I said, are not familiar with that. And so we get to tell the story about Eggleston and encourage them to stay connected and get involved, either by serving on the board, being a volunteer, or connecting their organization with ours.
Great. How often is there a leadership lunch?
It's every 6 weeks. We had one last week, and we'll have another one in March. And so anyone who's interested can reach out to us. They can go to the website to get information or sign up for our newsletter, because we communicate about all of the different things that we do in Eggleston in our newsletter. And the newsletter, you can sign up. People in the community can sign up by going to the website at EgglestonServices.org.
Does that come out every week, the newsletter?
It does not come out every week. It comes out every other month. We have one coming out in February, and it will have love letters from Eggleston as a part of that newsletter. And we'll see letters about individuals who receive services through Eggleston and how Eggleston has made a difference in their lives. So be on the lookout. So I encourage people to sign up for the newsletter so they can get the newsletter in February, which will have those love letters enclosed.
Great. And you can sign up for that, the newsletter, at EgglestonServices.org, and find out more. And there's always ways to participate and help with Eggleston. And are there any volunteer services that are available for people that want to get involved here in the next upcoming months?
There are. We have some events coming up in Eccleston. We have our annual OK 5K that takes place at Virginia Wesleyan. It's going to be on June the 8th this year, and we can always use all types of volunteers for that event. It's a big milestone for us. It's our 15th annual OK 5K. So we're going to go big on that event, and we'll need more volunteers than ever before to help support that event. We also have some opportunities for people to donate. You can donate to Eccleston year-round. Visit the website to make a donation. But in Hampton Roads on April 23rd is the annual Give Local campaign, where nonprofits across Hampton Roads raise money for over a 24-hour period. And Eggleston is a part of that campaign as well.
Great, great. Again, EgglestonServices.org. Find out more, my friends, EgglestonServices.org. And we're quickly running out of time here on this Ask the Expert show. Harrison and Geraldine and everybody on the show, so glad to have everybody here. Well, I'm going to throw it to you, Harrison, our new CEO of Eggleston, and glad to have you here for your first, you know, real full show, and excited about that. I'm going to leave you with the parting words for the show.
Thanks, Damian. And I will just close with I'm really excited to have everybody out for the Meet the Executives event on February 6th. And then I also want to remind, just to close the whole Brain Injury Services and Brain Injury Awareness Month out, that we're going to be having our Beacon House open house in March. And go to www.egglestonservices.org to find out more. And then if I don't see you out at the Beacon House open house, I look forward to seeing you at the Paul J. Atkinson Center in Chesapeake for that ribbon cutting and Paul's smiling face.
Yeah, that'll be special. And everybody listening, thank you so much for being here and getting involved with Eggleston. EgglestonServices.org is the website to go to. And until next time, Harrison, Geraldine, everybody, thank you so much for being here on News Talk 790 WNIS.